This is Ted Kennedy. Plant closing notice legislation is on President Reagan's desk again. Will the president sign it the second time around? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, opportunity is knocking twice on plant closing notice legislation. President Reagan was wrong to veto it last month, but he saw red over making business give notice before plants are closed or workers are laid off. The president was too high up in his ideological ivory tower, Al. He misjudged the mood of Congress and the country's sense of fairness. In this day and age, business is not all powerful, and employees are more than dirt under management's feet. Workers who give a lifetime to a company deserve notice so that they can put their lives in order before factories clang shut and jobs disappear. You'd repeal the child labor laws, Al, if you could. If your brain won't save you on plant closing, maybe your political instinct will. Ask President Reagan to sign the bill, Al, if only to get it off George Bush's back.
Employees as dirt under management's feet. Repeal of child labor laws. This isn't the 19th century. Thanks to your yammering and hammering, we now observe the greatest non-issue of the century. All of the wretched horror stories you have told aside, most U.S. businesses of any size already provide advance notice of closing through negotiated collective bargaining agreements. Even the law in your own home state of Massachusetts recognizes that all employers have to be able to respond to changing conditions of business life. Because most American businesses already provide advance notice, and because some very important amendments passed unanimously to improve a very poor bill, I voted for it too, Ted. But I wonder, Ted, now that you don't have that old straw pony to beat up on, whatever will you do? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the shameful delay in filling judicial vacancies. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.